Good afternoon, and welcome to your daily dose of encouragement with Carrie the Encourager. I would like to just welcome you today. I'm really excited about the topic that we're going to talk about, and I want to title it Moving Forward. We have to move forward from the pain that we have stayed in for too long, because staying there, blaming others, and defining our life by what they did will only increase our pain. The more our pain consumes us, the more it has control over us. Worse, it will keep projecting out onto others, and sadly, it's those who deserve it the least who actually end up feeling our unresolved pain the most. So the people, the person that caused you pain, they've caused you enough pain. They've caused me, us, enough pain. And it's time to move forward. So I want to talk about forgiveness and what forgiveness looks like. A lot of times people feel that forgiveness means that reconciliation and forgiveness are a packaged product, and that's not always the case. You don't always come across a packaged deal when someone has hurt you. So forgiveness does not mean that it's for the other person. It means that forgiveness is for you. It's about moving forward. It's about moving on. So I just wanted to talk about that, because unhealed hurt often becomes unleashed hurt spewed onto others. So just allow yourself time to heal. Don't put yourself on a time crunch that you have to be healed by a certain time, or that you have to do things a certain way because someone else did them a certain way. Healing can look a little different for each person. But I will tell you this, is that forgiveness is not adding on top of your pain a misery too great to bear. It is exchanging bound up resentment for life-changing freedom. Pull up a seat, because I have saved you a seat at the table. A seat at the table where we can learn how to process our past hurts and begin to move forward and forgive those who have hurt us. I'm so thankful that you're here, because I've saved you a seat at the table. So we can only heal what we are acknowledging is real. So acknowledge that you have been deeply affected by something. Don't act as though it never happened. It's time to take the mask off. Unmask some things. It's time to unpack those things and deal with what's really there. And you may be terrified of the stripped down version of your reality, and then also slightly intrigued by the uncluttered nature of being able to see what's really there. But I promise you that you will be able to better assess your state that you are in and decide with great intentions the parts of your heart that still need healing so that you can move on. Have you ever caught yourself putting on a smiling face while you had unhealed hurt that was still inside of you? Well, let me just tell you, unhealed hurt inside of you is a setup for an eventual blow up. So it's best to go ahead and deal with that pain and not deny that it's there. Go ahead and do the hard work and deal with it and heal what's really there. You're probably saying, oh yeah, well, forgiveness sounds great when we're receiving it. But when we're actually having to forgive someone, when we're actually having to give forgiveness, it doesn't seem as easy, and it doesn't seem near as you know, exciting to give. You know, it's exciting to get forgiveness, but it's not exciting to give it at times, because we have to recognize that we are human. And with being human comes human thoughts, human feelings. And with human feelings, our emotions can get in the way sometimes. Our emotions can get in the way of what we need to do. And that is, in order to heal properly, instead of using coping mechanisms, we need to address what is really there. So, one, just address that you have been deeply affected by someone's words or by someone's actions or lack of actions. And if you keep replaying it over and over in your mind, then it's worth addressing. It's worth addressing what keeps tugging at you. Taking what was actually terrible in the past, and tricking ourselves into thinking it was better than it was, is not a way to deal with things. If you continue to say, I'm good, I'm fine, and just move on and never address it, then it's still going to be there, buried deep beneath the surface. And just like with a wound, if you cover a wound and you never get medicine on the inside, then infection builds up. And with that infection that builds up, the inside is still damaged. And the outside may look okay, but eventually it will surface. It will come to the top. Whether you are waist deep or in over your head in pain, and you can resonate with, oh, I'm good, I'm fine, I'm just going to move on, or it was their loss for walking away from me, or God will make everything right. You know, what's in the past is in the past. Or if you say there is enough maturity in you, it is what it is, and get over it. If you continue to say those things and you resist the feelings that you have and you deny your pain, then you, I promise you, are going to snap. It's going to surface. So, forgiveness is not easy. It's not easy, but it is possible and it is good. So, your heart is too beautiful of a place for unresolved pain. It's too beautiful of a place for keeping wrongs held against others. Your soul is much too deserving of freedom to stay stuck in this place. So forgiveness is not going to be adding on top of your pain a misery too great to bear. Remember, it is exchanging bound up resentment for life-giving freedom. Freedom that you deserve. Freedom that you can walk freely in. And also freeing the other person, because that other person has gone on with their life more than likely. And you're still sitting here stewing over what happened. It's time to quit stewing over what happened, and it's time to move forward. So as we gather around this table, every time that we meet, I want you to unpack those things that are inside of your heart. Those resentments, your hate that you have for someone, the pride that you have, possibly, and drop your sword and be daring to whisper that you forgive, because that stops it all. In the second that you utter, "I forgive," evil is arrested and heaven touches earth. And the richest evidence of the truth of the gospel reverberates not just that day, but for generations to come, for your children, for their children. And no one who sees that you have walked through forgiveness can walk away unaffected. You have the chance, you have the choice to pull up another seat at the table and be someone's hope on the other side of your story of forgiveness. This is Carrie the Encourager, and I just want to encourage you today that forgiveness is possible, and it is possible to move forward and not stay stuck. I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. If you have, share it with a friend. Share it with someone that you know needs to forgive someone, or maybe even forgive themselves. But share it, comment on it, like it, and just let it resonate with you. And just think about it, and think about pulling up another chair to the table, so you can share the freedom of forgiveness with another. Thank you for listening to Carrie the Encourager.